In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Our Lady, Queen of all saints, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. My name is Father Celso, and we continue with the three appeals. And we are now on the second appeal of Luisa's third appeal. And this is what she says. In the second appeal, I make to all priests. So first appeal was to the Holy Father. And what did we hear at the very end? He basically said that with the Holy Father's paternal voice, he's going to call the sons, the priest's sons, to live in this kingdom so holy. That's the bishops, the priests, and the deacons. And so Luisa says, the second appeal after the Holy Father is to all priests. These are the bishops, priests, and deacons. Prostrate at the feet of each one. So here Luisa is prostrating herself before the priests. The book of heaven, Jesus says, is the first bread. He says there are three breads. The third bread is your daily bread that you eat at breakfast, lunch, and dinner. The second bread is the super substantial bread of the Holy Eucharist. And he says, this is what the priest gives to the people. The father gives the bread to the children in the first bread. The priests, the fathers, give the second bread, the super substantial bread of the Holy Eucharist, to his parish. The main reason for the priest is to give the sacraments to the children. As the priest gives this second bread, Father Bucci explains very, very clearly that for a layperson who wants the Holy Eucharist, to stand at the altar and say, this is my body, this is my blood, and then say, now we have the Eucharist, is foolish. There's no ordination. There's no ontological change. There's no altar Christus. There's no another Christ doing this, praying this. And Father Bucci says, the first bread is the bread that Adam lived on, the bread of the divine will, the food, the first bread. And he said, it will be as foolish for a layperson to go to the altar and say, this is my body, as a layperson to proclaim, this is the bread of heaven. This is the first bread that I give to you. This has to be done by the priests. We have to understand this. Don't Protestantize this gift of gifts, this sacrament of sacraments, this prodigy of prodigies. Don't Protestantize it. The Protestants say, we don't need priesthood. The Presbyterians say, we're all priests. What Jesus is showing us is, through Luisa, the Holy Father must be the head of the church who proclaims Luisa, and then says to his priest sons, give this to the people. We have to understand this. I know some people say, well, there's no priests around. Jesus tells Luisa, I use 12 priests, bishops, to give this to the world, to give the Catholic life, the universal life to the world. He says, and if I only have 12 priests to give this to the world, that's what I'll do. But Jesus says this, there will be an army of priests. Wait till you read this. From every pulpit, the gospel of the kingdom is going to be proclaimed by bishops, by priests, by deacons, by the Pope himself. This is what's coming. It's a new beginning for all the world. And it's not new, really, because this is the life that Adam had. This is the life of Jesus. This is the life of Mary. This first bread, which Louisa says, I prostrate at the feet of each one and I pray and I implore the priests to interest themselves in knowing the divine will. It's the priest's job. It's not the layperson's job. The shepherd feeds the sheep. And I know we're living in difficult times at this point, but trust what Jesus is telling us through Louisa. We have to prostrate ourselves at the feet of each priest and say, what? Father, teach me this. Father, let me understand what this is about. Think about it. If a person gets up and gives a homily on Sunday Mass, and it's not a priest, if a lay person gets up there and gives a homily, it's not a homily. There's no ontological change that lay person has. It might be a nice talk, but a homily touches the soul, invisibly touches the soul, which helps the soul begin to understand divine truths, divine realities. This is the role of priesthood. It's not the role of the laity. And I know that, oh, this person is a great speaker. The book of heaven explains very clearly that what the priest is to do with this book of heaven is to proclaim it so that what? The laity can understand what Jesus is saying. I've heard many lay people talk about the divine will, and it's not accurate. They talk about the divine will from human terms. The priest has to explain the supernatural understandings of what Jesus is saying. And as the priest proclaims it, God is working. Jesus is speaking to the souls. So this is what she says to the priest. I implore you to interest yourself in knowing the divine will. I implore you to take your first movement from the moment you wake up, your first act from the moment you wake up from the divine will. Rather, she says, enclothe yourselves in the fiat, the first fiat lux, creation began. The second fiat, the fiat mihi, the incarnation took place. Now the third fiat is to begin to live the life of the fiat voluntas tua on earth, in the soul, on earth as it is in heaven. She says this, enclothe yourselves in the fiat, and you, the priests, will feel how sweet and dear its life is. You, the priest, draw from the divine fiat all your workings. So what is a priest supposed to be doing? Talking about human realities, human things, save the world? No. The priest, the bishops, the cardinals, the pope, the deacons are called to talk about the soul of the person, helping the soul of the person become alive. It's not about the human. It's about the divine. Why does the priest every day, when he puts the drop of water into the chalice, say, may we share in the divinity of Christ? Why did John Paul II said, a new and divine way of holiness is coming upon the church? God is getting ready. He's getting everyone ready for the kingdom to be established on earth as it is in heaven. This is a glorious time. So he says, draw from the divine will, Louisa says, all your workings, and you will feel a divine strength, not a human strength, a divine strength. You will feel a voice of Jesus that is always speaking to you, leading you, guiding you, directing you, so that the sheep become closer to him, to our Savior, that will say admirable things to you that you as a priest have never heard. It is Jesus speaking to us when we read the book of heaven. And from the priest, he can now feed the sheep. This is the way God set it up. And this is why bishops and priests are attacked so viciously by the evil one. Our job is to enter into this abundant life. The head of the community, Jesus basically tells us, it's not the mayor. It's the pastor of the parish. He feeds his sheep divine realities so that the sheep can be led closer and closer to Jesus and his mother. So he says, you are going to hear admirable things spoken to you by Jesus himself that you have never heard. You will feel a divine light that will eclipse all your evils and therefore will eclipse the people and give you dominion over them as a shepherd, leading, guiding, directing them to Jesus and Mary, the new Adam and the new Eve. How many labors, Luisa says, do you priests do without fruit? Because the life of the divine will is lacking in you. You have broken a bread for the peoples without leaven of the fiat. And therefore, he says, in eating this bread, the people have found it hard, almost indigestible, and not feeling the divine life in themselves, they do not submit to the teachings of the church. That's where we are today. And Jesus is saying, I want you to get ready for a new way, abundant way of living. You priests are the ones that Jesus says to us through Luisa that must lead the flock, feed the flock, so that there will be one church, one flock, one shepherd, not fragmented, not other religions all over the world. There is one religion. It's the universal life that God breathed into Adam. Therefore, Luisa says, you priests eat this bread of the divine fiat. How do we eat this bread? He said, I want you to masticate these words, chew these words, digest these words of Jesus. You will find life. This is the first bread. Eat this bread of the divine fiat, and thus you will have sufficient bread to give to the peoples. And thus, you listen to what Jesus says. Thus, you will form with all mankind one single life, one single will of the Holy Church of God. The priesthood is very, very important to Jesus. And Jesus tells Luisa, I'm going to reform the priesthood. I'm going to renew the priesthood. I'm going to repair the priesthood. Because Jesus says, I depend on the priests to do this. So what is the job of the laity? The job of the laity is to take Luisa, her books, and say, Father, help me understand her. Father, what is she saying to me? Bring the hours of the Passion. Get your parish to pray the hours of the Passion during Lent. Bring the Virgin Mary in the kingdom in October and in May, and let your parish begin to pray these 30 days of prayer to the Blessed Mother, so that we can begin to live this abundant life. That's what Jesus is asking of us. That's what Jesus wants of us. So we'll end with a blessing. May the blood that flowed upon the wood of this cross free us from our human will, that we live in God's holy divine will always. We ask this in Jesus' name, under the mantle of Mary, through the intercession of Luisa, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. God bless you.